Anthony William, the medical medium, would love to read something to you guys out of the Brain Saver Protocols book. So I'm on page 3, chapter 1, it's called Your Healing Process. Your healing timeline will never be exactly the same as someone else's because someone else has a different compilation of problems within their body than you may have. So what that means is everybody's different. They're different because they have different things inside their body, different complications, different problems. If you're coming into this healing information with the intention of dabbling, which is okay, I want to say this. It's all right if there's dabblers. I've talked about this before. It's just that the problem with dabblers is that they may be like, well, I'm trying your celery juice medical medium, I'm trying your heavy metal detox smoothie, but I'm not getting better enough, fast enough. What is this? What's going on? And then somebody else might see that and be like, whoa, that's not good to hear. But meanwhile, that same person is on 10 medications. At the same time, they're battling like 3 or 4 different viruses. They've tried all the trendy stuff that set them back. They're drinking ionized water, alkaline ionized water, which is highly toxic. They're doing things. They're eating cacao every day. They're doing a whole bunch of things that are making it harder for a quicker healing process. And at the same time, they're probably getting blood drawn, or maybe a month ago they had 14 vials or 10 vials of blood drawn and at a specialist's office, and they're still recovering from their blood draw. So what that heavy metal detox smoothie is doing, or celery juice is doing, is keeping them from going all the way down rock bottom. But you can be a dabbler and you're just doing one medical medium tool. It's fine. And I'm not judging anybody. Baby steps, that's fine. If you have to do baby steps, then we do baby steps. It's okay. But we have to know we're doing baby steps. Like, we have to say to ourselves or know and be aware of this, that I'm doing baby steps. And there's a lot of things that I'm doing that aren't good for me. I'm doing vinegars and apple cider vinegar gummies. I'm doing charcoal. I'm doing sodium bicarbonate. I'm doing pearl powder, whatever. I'm doing fish oil, krill oil, probiotics with all kinds of scratchy bad stuff in it. So I'm doing all these things that aren't helping me because I'm reading the medical medium books and finding out. So maybe it's okay. Like, I'm aware I'm dabbling. But there is so much more medical medium info they can do. And depending on the person's health history and what's going on determines how long it takes to heal. So it won't be the same timeline. That's what we're talking about. So if you're coming into this healing information with the intention of dabbling, you're welcome. Perfectly welcome. Choosing 16 ounces of celery juice and some high quality B12, right? I talked about most incredible high quality B12, like the Vimergy B12. I've talked about that before. It's incredible, you know, high quality stuff. And you're staying away from gluten. You're dabbling. So you're doing something like you're taking a really high quality B12. You're staying away from gluten. You're choosing 16 ounces of celery juice. It's powerful, but it's still dabbling. It's powerful, but it's still dabbling. Another person who's struggling with difficult symptoms and conditions may need 32 ounces of celery juice, the heavy metal detox smoothie, a full protocol of really high quality supplements, a medical medium mono eating cleanse, and avoiding eggs, dairy, and vinegar. Someone who has a very serious condition may even consider that dabbling. Isn't that crazy? In the medical medium world of healing tools, you can go so far with your healing process that even all of that can be a dabbler to someone much more deeper into the medical medium information. See, it's not one size fits all, you guys. It's not one size fits all. And I'm not trying to boast or sound like a big old egomatic jerk or anything, but the medical medium books and info are the only in the health world that is not one size fits all. The others are one size fits all. That's it. It's just a fact. I'm not trying to, like, you know, boast here, but it's a fact. It's something to know so you can work on your healing process. Still, if all you can do is one thing and one thing only, it's progress. I'm not judging you. In fact, I'm proud of you. So proud of you. If you can do only one thing, it's some celery juice. It's one brain shot therapy. It's one heavy metal detox smoothie. It's one heavy metal detox cleanse. It's whatever's going on in the medical medium tour. It's the medical medium meditation. If you just can only do one thing out of the hundreds of tools, I'm proud of you. It's important to know that. It's progress. Your body will receive it like it's heavenly light from above. That's how your body will receive it. The healing process is not just the passive process of waiting for the body to heal. Check this out, you guys. I'm reading this in the Brain Saver book. The healing process is the steps you take so your body can heal. Interesting. Healing is an active combination of your free will, learning the information, your body's ability to heal on its own, the tools you're using, what you give your body so it can heal, and the details within it all. That's just incredible right there, this information from above. When I look at this here, I'm just blown away. Because who knows this out there? You look around for help and you're here, you're there, you're trying this and this trendy thing, but who knows that? I wouldn't have known that in a million years, ever. It's because it's from above. The healing process is the steps you take so your body can heal. Healing is an active combination of your free will, learning the information, your body's ability to heal on its own, the tools you're using, what you give your body so it can heal, and the details within it all. My God. Your healing process also depends on what was done in the past. Here's the spooky stuff a little bit. The world of guessing games can set you back in your healing process. How much sodium bicarbonate? How much really bad, you know, vitamin powders? How much scratchy probiotic gut health powders? How much bentonite clay? How much of all these different things? How much diatomaceous earth? How much krill oil? How much fish oil? The list goes on. I mean, that's just scratching the surface. How much apple cider vinegar? How much natural flavors? All that MSG was in all of that stuff. How much charcoal? How much charcoal? That stuff is so bad. And that's okay. We just have to override it and move forward and heal. So your healing process also depends on what was done in the past. The world of guessing games can set you back in your healing process, and that's okay. You're going in the other direction now. You're putting what you have tried in the past behind you. Even if you lack the faith that what you're doing will heal you, like for instance, the brain shot therapies. You don't even have to be a believer. And you don't have to be a believer in the medical medium information. If you just do it, the healing happens. There are people out there that have done a year or two of medical medium tools and healing information, didn't heal all the way yet, and then finally healed all the way. All their symptoms gone. And still, even that they were religious about taking their heavy metal detox smoothie, their celery juice, keeping out the eggs, the butter, the cheese, the milk, dairy, the gluten, and all the other tools, bringing them in, religious with it. And they still didn't believe it after they healed. Because you don't have to. That's how incredible it is. So even if you lack the faith that what you're doing will heal you, you can still heal when you give your body what it needs. You'll still heal. Remove from your body what it doesn't need. Know why you got sick to begin with and know what to do to recover. Powerful, powerful, empowering words. Spirit of compassion just blows me away. I can read these books over and all the medical meeting books over and over and over and over again. And I have to learn just like you guys. These steps will still allow you to heal even if you don't believe you can heal or believe you ever will heal. Wow. When people are on the journey of healing and they're not using the right tools and they don't know why they became sick to begin with, they lose faith where they once had faith. It burns out. How many people have I seen, you guys? Doctor to doctor to doctor, practitioner to healer, to nutritionist to dietitian, and just lost faith over time. And that's when you know you're in the thicket. That's when you know you're in the weeds. And you somebody might have started out like thinking all science is all knowing, and that if they did get sick someday, their answers would be there, but they weren't. These steps will still allow you to heal. And even if you don't believe you can heal or believe you will ever heal, you can heal. When people are on the journey of healing and they're not using the right tools and they don't know why they became sick to begin with, they lose faith where they once had faith. It burns out. The faith burns out. If you're someone who has tried everything, been through so much during your healing process of healing throughout the months or years, and you land here with very little faith, you just somehow found this Telegram account, or you land in these books, in the Brain Saver books right here, and you have very little faith or no faith left at all because you lost it along the way through endless trial and error based on misinformation, you can still heal. Your faith will restore as you're healing and you see the light. I just wanted you guys to listen to a little bit of that. Thank you for doing that. And this is in the Protocols book, the Brain Saver Protocols book. We're in day 7 tomorrow of the Medical Meeting Brain Shot Therapy Challenge. We're doing the Adrenal Fight or Flight Stabilizer Shot. You guys, I hope you guys do it with me. It's incredible. It's an experience. It truly is. The brain shot therapies are miracles handed down to us. They're changing lives so rapidly. It is unbelievably profound. It's miraculous. And you can catch up on the challenge anytime at medicalmedium.com. So go to the menu, Brain Shot Therapy, and then go to the video replays. You will see day 1 through 6. You can still sign up for the challenge, free challenge. Get your free grocery shopping list. Download that PDF so you can participate the next 4 days. How incredible is that? And have you been to the Medical Medium podcast? Have you done the light infusion meditation? So the Medical Medium podcast at Apple Podcasts, the light infusion meditation. You want to be blown away? It's incredible, and it's in the Brain Saver Protocol book that I'm holding in my hand right now. The light infusion meditation is in this book, and I read that just word for word from this book, and it's on the podcast. Also, if you want something interesting to listen to, there is the Alien Podcast. Oh my God. The Alien Podcast. The only thing about the Alien Podcast, you guys, I have to tell you, just strap yourself in. Just totally strap yourself in. Like, fasten your seatbelts. And don't be mad at me. Well, I can't tell you not to be mad at me. You're going to be not mad at me. You're going to be. But if you listen to that Alien Podcast, just keep a light heart when you listen to that podcast. And maybe I shouldn't have said anything just now. Maybe you guys shouldn't listen to it. Okay, I take that back. Don't listen to the Alien Podcast. Okay. it's too much. It'll blow your mind, and just, it's a lot. You guys, just know that I care, and I'm proud of you guys greatly. Remember that what we're trying to do here is we're trying to offer free information, healing information that works like we do. The website is a place of freedom, it's a sanctuary, and it's free, meaning that no subscription fees, no paywalls, no nothing. That's how the medical medium information is supposed to be. The books, get them free at the library if you want. They're on sale 40% off at Amazon.com US right now, $26, $29. It's 12 books total in two books, packed with information. But the goal is to make sure it's as free as can be, because everybody's got a paywall up out there. Anybody who's at the level of the medical medium information is in the world has paywalls times a million, and you wonder why they're in it then. Is it really to help the chronically ill, or is it just to create paywalls everywhere to feed off the chronically ill? Anyway, the publisher had to publish the book so I could get it to the bookstores, so I could pay for the print paper, to get it on trucks, to burn the gasoline, the fuel, to get the trucks to deliver the books around the world to all the different venues and bookstores. And that's why the books are what they cost. It's to pay for all of that times 10. If I put out a free PDF on the book, no one will see it. Just a handful of people, and that'll be that. So that's why there's a charge on the book of $26. But if you don't want the book, go to the library and get it that way for free. And I am happy, because I just need you to have the information. Every day I think about it, and I think about the people suffering, and I think about all that they went through, and how the chronically ill has been so mistreated and swept under the carpet and discriminated against for decades and decades. It's sickening. And in this lifetime, I just want to make sure I can do everything I can for the chronically ill. And it's important to have a hardcover book, because you can't rely on tech. All you need is the power to go and boop, and all kinds of weird stuff to go and boop, which I wouldn't doubt doesn't happen in our lifetime. And this way you got the books to reference from. Anyway, you guys, live dearly, have compassion for yourself. Know that I care. I love leaving these little mini podcasts here, because that's what it feels like. It's like little mini podcast episodes. But check out Medical Medium, Apple Podcasts, and Medical Medium there, and check it out, because I've been putting some really amazing episodes that I'm very proud of. Information from Spirit of Compassion, and I'm always proud of this amazing information. Okay, God bless you guys.